Yo, what up? It's 1615 Media Group, and I'm your host, Ronnie Ranson. And today, I woke up, I tapped into a little scripture after I hit the gym, and something stuck out to me from John. And it kind of put the idea in my gut to discuss the victim versus the victimizer. The victim versus the victimizer. We live now in times where people don't really accept when they're wrong. They like to play the victim. I notice a lot of testimonies, and I could tell a lot by a person through their testimony. You know, I love people when they share their testimony. I love to listen to where people come from. I love to hear stories about people coming from a struggle into a place of peace. But often you get those testimonies of, you know, I made it out of this situation. Thank God. You know, I don't know what I would have done if I would have stuck around any longer. And they paint themselves as the victim, but we look at it and we give them a round of applause because we understand that they made it out of a tough situation. And I'm not saying that people who give their testimonies and that were actually a victim are lying, but what I am saying is that oftentimes we forget to use our spirit of discernment and wonder how come these situations were taking place in the situation, right? And it's seldom that you'll get the testimonials where people were actually confessing that they were wrong. For example, some people may have, and I'm not making an excuse for victimizers. I truly believe that if you are a victimizer or have dealt with a victimizer, you're in a place where you need God too. And I'm not advocating for any type of evil action. I'm simply saying, when do you hear testimonials where the person explains what they did? Yes, we know that you were in a abusive relationship, but what did you do to trigger that? There's no excuse for a man putting his hands on a woman, but did you put your hands on him? Right? Did you lay your hands on this individual? You see, these are the sides of the stories that we don't hear often. Yes, my husband beat me, but I beat him too. Should a man lay his hands on a woman? Absolutely not. But you shouldn't lay your hands on him either. But sometimes when you have these testimonials, you will hear this person playing the victim and not the victimizer. Two wrongs don't make a right. There is a verse in John chapter 5, verse 6 that stuck out to me of this individual playing the victim, and Jesus asked him, do you want to be made well? We're going to go to chapter 5. It says, verse 6 says, we'll start from 5. It says, one man was there who had been disabled for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and realized he had already been there a long time, he said to him, do you want to get well? The disabled man in verse 7 answered him and said, I have no one to put me into the pool where the water is stirred up, but while I'm coming, someone goes down ahead of me. This is an example. He said, I want to be made well, but I don't have nobody to put me in the water. And Jesus told him in verse 8 to get up, pick up your mat, and walk. Instantly, the man got well, picked up his mat, and started to walk. Okay? Sometimes whenever we're trying to be made well, we make excuses for our wellness when all we need to do is just get up and walk. This man played the victim. But Jesus, in a way, wasn't trying to hear all that. If you look, he says, get up. In other words, stop complaining, stop making excuses. Yeah, we know people are getting in front of you. Yeah, we know nobody's put you in the water, but you put yourself in the water. Get up and start walking. The victim mentality will take you to another piece of scripture in Proverbs. Proverbs 19 verses 3 says, a person's own folly leads to their ruin, yet their heart rages against the Lord. Some people put themselves in situations And then when things happen to them, they want to play the victim. If you go to a nightclub that's known for fighting, and you go in there and get into a fight and talk about, I didn't do nothing. I just walked in. You knew what you were walking yourself into. Should have stayed at home. People who, you know, there are people who have been raped and molested, and my heart goes out for them. My prayers go out for them. But sometimes things happen where people put themselves in situations, and then they want to play the victim when they don't get their way. You have to be very naive to believe that every person that plays the victim was not a victimizer as well. You have to be naive. See, there's a such thing called a narcissistic person. And a narcissistic person, they always have a comeback, right? And there's a thing called the stink bomb. And this is the last resort. It's usually when the narcissist has been blatantly caught or called out for something that they know that they did wrong. They'll typically try to reverse it because they feel an unacceptable sensation to themselves. It's called a cluster B disorder in psychology. And so they throw a completely unfounded, terrible accusation at you. For example, if you get caught cheating on them, or if they get caught cheating on you and you catch them, they're typically the ones to say, well, I would have never done this if you didn't hit me. Well, you abused me and you cheated on me a couple years back. You never loved me anyway. Well, I feel like I wouldn't have cheated on you if you didn't make me feel like I was ugly. Victim. When in this situation, they were the victimizer. Two wrongs don't make a right, but a narcissist would never, ever admit that. So today, I just wanted to briefly tell you guys to be careful through the testimonials that you listen to and that you applaud on a daily basis, because not everybody was the victim all the time. And pray for spirit of discernment. Pray for the people that you advocate. Because there's a lot of nice written books out there. Books of, you know, 10 ways to get out of a horrible relationship. Or, you know, I wrote this for all the ladies who are being abused. Listen, but did you abuse? Were you abusive? I want to hear that side of the story too. I will still applaud you for coming out of the situation, but I want to hear the side of the story where, you know what? He never put his hands on me until I popped him in the mouth with my fist. Just be honest. If you're going to tell the testimony, tell it all the way through. And you'll get more respect not only from God, but from people. Because we're all sick sometimes. We all have things that are wrong with us, things that we're not proud of. But when you get in front of people and you share your side of the story, and you twist and you modify the message just so that people can feel sorry for you, that doesn't change the core issue in your life. In fact, it just makes it worse. It just makes it worse. Because now you're putting yourself in a new situation with new people that trust you. But who you are deep down will always be revealed later. You know? And it took me a while to understand this. I'm telling you from personal experience. I've been in a relationship before where I played the victim. When they did something to me, I played the victim. When I was cheated on, I played the victim. But you know what? Maybe it's because I lacked in certain areas. See, when you start to look at it from that perspective, and sometimes you're not wrong, but there's always something that you can look at deep down within your own self that will kind of help you better understand why a person acted a certain way. It's called accountability. You're not always the victim, okay? And when you start to understand that, God will continuously pour into you, and he'll send people to confirm that you didn't do anything wrong. People will confirm it. But when you play the victim all the time, people are only going to listen to what they know. People are only going to listen to what you tell them. It's like when people are in relationships, you know, those people get on my nerves. The ones that they're in a relationship and they go and they tell their mom, man, Billy's tripping. Well, why is he tripping, honey? Well, Billy, every time I want to go to the movies with him, he don't ever want to go to the movies. I think he's hanging out with somebody else. Why would you tell your mom that? Now your mom's going to have a problem with Billy every time she sees him, because she's not going to forgive Billy the same way you do. Just because you get over that doesn't mean your mom's going to get over it. Now there's problems in the family. Now there's Billy feels uncomfortable going around your mom because you played the victim. You know, you didn't tell your mom, well, Billy doesn't like to go to the movies with me because I always fall asleep in the movies. You just said he don't like to go to the movies with me. See, tell the whole story if you're going to tell it. Quit playing the victim, man. I love you guys so much. I want you guys to know the difference. Don't be narcissistic in your testimony. Be 100% transparent. And continue to pray that God move in you. And continue to pray that God works on you. And continue to pray that God gives you the confidence that you need to tell the whole story without feeling less than. It's okay. It's okay that you were wrong. It's okay that you did bad things. Talk about those things as well. All right? It'll make out for a better testimony. And then God will decide who's the victim and who's the victimizer. Love y'all. If God ain't in it, you ain't winning.